Today we're going to talk about social media and what social media have to do in what social media have in common with languages. Well, simply the fact of being social, you know. In order to study a language, you have to speak, to interact with other people. So even if it's not really about learning languages, is always related to this content, okay, to the idea of learning languages. So I would like to explain why I don't really like social medias, because I have the impression that people don't really understand what being social means. Because when I say that I don't like social medias, such as Facebook, Instagram, I mean, I don't even know the social media that people use today, because I really don't care. So I don't even know the name of social media that are used today. When I explain that I don't really like, the first reaction most of the time is maybe they don't say that to me directly, but they act, okay, as if, or they think that I'm not social. It's like, you don't have a social media, you are not social. It's like you are the kind of person that is not social, he doesn't speak too much, things like that. Which to me, to be honest, is kind of surprising. It's kind of surprising to see that people think that just because you don't have a social media, you're not social. The first thing that they say most of the time is like, but how can you know what your friends are doing? I mean, if you don't have Facebook or Instagram, you know. It's like, man, like you could do 100 or 200 years ago. It's like you speak with them face to face. You don't need social media to know how your friends are going or what they are doing. You don't need to see a picture on Instagram in order to know how your best friends are doing or what they are doing, what they are studying, what they are working on, things like that. Just ask them. You speak with them. So the first thing that you, as you can see, is I'm gonna explain that later, but it's literally the opposite of being social. Social media, they should call them anti-social media. They should not call social media, because it's literally the opposite of social media. It's like you're way more social if you ask your friends to go out, or I don't know, drink a coffee, I don't know, go to the bar and speak with them, rather than just watching a picture on Instagram. It's literally the opposite of being social. Another reason why I don't like social media is simply the waste of time. Like, we have to be honest. According to several research, people on average, they spend 2.5 hours per day on social media. So I prefer to use these 2.5 hours per day to study languages or go out with friends, being social, really social, not the fake social as we think social media are. So instead of, I don't want to say spend time, I literally want to say waste time in social media, watching picture of dog or food or whatever. I prefer to learn languages, and people always use the same excuse. They say, oh man, I don't have time to learn. You waste 2.5 hours per day on Facebook, on Instagram, and you dare to tell me that you don't have time. So honestly, if you spend 2 hours and a half every day in front of your computer, it is not being social. It's not being social. You have to understand that when you are on your bed or in your house watching your telephone or watching your computer, no matter if you are studying languages or whatsoever, on Facebook or Instagram, this is not being social. Okay, being social is go outside with people, face to face. That's being social. You cannot argue. Simply, you cannot tell me that stay in front of your telephone watching picture of dog and food is being social. It's literally the opposite. Throw your telephone away and go out. So stop saying to me that if you do not have social media, you're not social. It's literally the opposite. If you do not have social media, you are social, way more social than people that spend their life watching picture of dog or I don't know what, food or other things on Facebook or Instagram. It doesn't mean that you are social. It's not because in the name of social media you have social, it means that you're social. It's just because people don't know how to use word. And another reason why I don't like it is because the average intelligence on this kind of app, on this kind of social media, let's say that, is very, very low. Very low. People sometimes they say, but you know, it's good because you can learn something. No, stop. Stop lying to me. Don't lie to me. Don't lie. You got on Instagram, you go on Facebook, you do not learn anything. You do not learn anything. The only thing that you learn are fake news or stupid things that are completely useless. You do not learn anything. You want to learn a language, you do not go on Facebook or on Instagram. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. It's not because you watch a picture on Instagram with the five most useful word in French that you're gonna learn French in this way. It's completely superficial, completely useless. The average intelligence in these social media are so low that you're not gonna do anything in your life with that. Nothing. It's completely useless. You can throw that away. You can literally delete your account. It doesn't change anything to your life. Or yeah, it's gonna change, it's gonna improve it, because you're gonna become way more intelligent and way more social. Yeah. Another reason is that it creates a competition that is not healthy. Competition is good, but good competition is good. Bad competition is bad. So if you start being addicted to, collect useless likes, that's a competition that is completely unhealthy, is completely useless. You're gonna see your friends and say, I'm more like than him or her whatsoever. It's completely useless. It's not gonna change your life. So it's way better to create good competition. For example, say I want to speak more language than him, or want to know more than her, and things like that, rather than just having more likes. That it doesn't change anything to your life. It's for that I say to you that is the average intelligence is very low, and that's why I don't like it. And I would like to end. I would like to end by saying, if I'm really not that social because I don't have social media, It means that I don't have a lot of friends, and people that have social media have way more friends than me. So since I have friends in France, Italy, Brazil, Spain, Colombia, Peru, Mexico, China, Taiwan, Australia, Morocco, and other country, way more other country that I probably forgot. Since people say that I'm not social, well, it means that people that have social medias, since I'm not social, they must have way more friends than me. They have to have friends in 30, 40, 50 different countries because I'm not social. If you tell me that, I don't know, I just have friends in 20 different countries and I'm not social, it means that you have friends in maybe 30 or way more countries than me, because you tell me that I'm not social because I'm not social media. So you can see how stupid this idea is. Stay in front of your computer or telephone is not the definition of being social. So erase this idea, delete, destroy this idea of social media. They should call it in another way, because it's nothing but social. It's not social. It's not social. You stay in front of your telephone for 3 hours a day. You waste your life. It's not being social. It's not social. Social is go out with your friends, speak, and I don't know, do other things, but not if you stay in front of your computer alone. It's not the definition of being social.